This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour, this is a sort of a tradition here, not only in the DJV program, but in my broadcast history over the past 26, 27 years in my association with Michael Harrison at Talkers Magazine. We do an end of the year. Some years it's 20 of the big stories, and this year I think we don't have to do that because things boil down. I'm not even sure we need a top 10. But the folks at Talkers Magazine have put together a solid review of the top news talk stories and issues this year. So we're going to review them with the folks connected to the DJV program, my daily Monday through Friday show, the presence of Victoria Keelan here, and in the absence of Jennifer Horn, who's out this week, we have my dear friend John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida to help us go through with thoughts and comments and discussions that we've heard and we've been engaged in, as a matter of fact, on our programs. So we're going to go through the stories and people list as well. You know what? I think we'll do the people list first because it's ancillary to what the story content is for this past year. This hour goes in tandem with the hour that we have with Michael Harrison to review these stories as well from all kinds of different perspectives. But certainly we're all involved in the talk game, the talk business, the talk radio world, the premier of China. I don't even want to give him the dignity of his name, but he's a rat, and so he makes it to the number 10 slot. Roger Stone, speaking of rats, and Michael Flynn are number 9, yeah. Which I find very interesting, frankly, that the folks at Talkers thought that they were that important to the list. But I think they represent pretty much all of the pardons, maybe, in a manner of speaking, or guys that got into trouble that were connected with Trump. At any rate, number 8, Mark Zuckerberg and his cohorts at the various tech firms. George Floyd, number 7. Mitch McConnell is 6. Nancy Pelosi is 5. Dr. Fauci is 4. Kamala Harris is 3, Joe Biden is 2, and Donald Trump is 1. So, in reality, you can look at the last, you know, the last time we did the countdown a week or so ago, pretty much all those names were in it with the exception of George Floyd, right? But the year hasn't changed much in terms of our focus from beginning to end. What do you think of that list, Victoria?
I think in terms of the global impact, I would have put George Floyd higher on that list. I mean, there were that spawned the entire Black Lives Matter movement and marches around the world. We focus here so much on what's happening in the U.S., but those protests and marches in support of Black Lives Matter was in that was in almost every major country. So I don't know. I would have put him a little bit further up the list. But the rest of the list, yeah, that's what we dealt with this year. For better or worse.
John Harper, what about you and your thoughts on that part of the list, the focus on those 10 people?
I totally agree with what Victoria just mentioned. I think George Floyd should have been higher because that movement was a lightning rod in our nation and in the world, for that matter, to bring about different resolve and results. So, yeah, I think that should have been higher. Roger Stone, the modern-day version of the dirty trickster Donald Segretti, going back to the Nixon days.
What a great characterization. Thank you. That's a wow. How many people remember him? Probably Victoria doesn't. But
I have never heard the name, and I'm dying to hear why he and Roger Stone are similar.
All right, so tell the story, John, please.
Well, Segretti was given the title of dirty trickster.
He was a dirty trickster,
the
yeah.
Nixon administration, and he created all types of situations that at first people were falling for, thinking that it was true, it was accurate, and he had a lot to do with the cover up of Watergate as well, and.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, and the list just goes on and on, what Segretti did, Donald Segretti. And I, as soon as I heard what Roger Stone had been doing for Trump, I thought immediately of Segretti and thought the two of them should be together, yeah.
They were the loyalists at the top of the heap.
for both of them. That's a great remembrance. I hadn't thought about him, but I remember, actually, because Gordon Liddy and I were friends, how Segretti tried to cover that whole thing up. And I think that, in fact, Gordon Liddy, G. Gordon Liddy, thought he was a clown. But he was, he sort of typified what many of the folks were like who were around Nixon. And Nixon was able to cover that up for a while, you know, cover up the people who were there as Trump tried to sort of cover for these characters that were around him. Stone is a despicable individual, as far as I can see. And he's not, I never got that he was that bright, John. He never came across to me as, I mean, he was everywhere, so he must have been, but not, he didn't come across as being that smart.
Just very flashy, and people kind of.
Yeah, he's a showboat.
That at first.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. This guy, we'll pay attention to him because he's a real showboat. All right, so anyway, that's our, that's the people. But to address your concern, Victoria, about the Black Lives Matter movement, if we go through the story list, the Black Lives Matter movement, the year-long list, that's at number 3, so it makes it very important. And, yeah, Floyd sort of was the catalyst for that, but it's very strongly positioned in the countdown list. Let's go through the list, if we can. The weather and a lot of the wildfires that have been a bother to us in our country and around the world, actually, at number 10.
Australia, remember that? Yeah. We forget now. It feels like it was so long ago, but the beginning of 2020, Australia was on fire.
Yep.
And over a billion animals were killed in those wildfires, and some of that land may never come back again. It's just it was
hard
devastating.
To believe.
You know, I'm gonna do an aside here for a minute because the weather and climate change and all that stuff are important conversationally to our business here, the News Talk business. I was driving. I did a little errand in my truck yesterday up to New Hampshire, and I listened to NPR a lot. And I thought to myself, I actually was talking to my dog Daisy about this. As I'm listening to the lecture on NPR, and I guess I'm thinking about, I'm going to ask Michael Harrison about this later on too, but I get a kick out of listening to the two of you. I'm so tired of listening to people on NPR tell me how I have to think. The arrogance, when they do a daily sort of climate change feature. And they talk in terms, they're always talking down to people, and it bothers the hell out of me.
Why do you listen?
Well, because I think there's some good stuff. I mean, there is some of the good local shows that are on NPR in Boston are pretty good, because there's a right and a left show on GBH that's pretty good. Anyway, but if you look at the ratings for the year, the public stations that do news talk in most cities around the country did very well. A lot of cities are becoming more focused on what those stations have to offer. And I wonder if we as a people are becoming more arrogant. My assumption listening to some of this stuff is that it is very left-wing, and it is aimed at a particular audience. And some people say, well, it's a counter to the conservative right-wing talk radio stations on a regular talk.
Well, in the world of talk radio, NPR is the only, you know, to me, that's the only left radio that you
can paying
buy.
For it. I'm a taxpayer. I'm paying for this. The taxpayers are paying, plus the
NPR,
begathons. Go ahead, John.
NPR certainly is very much leaning toward the left. I listen to them, oddly enough, you mentioned that, but I listen to them a lot. Only because I want to get some source of news, and when they do their newscast, I don't necessarily feel it's slanted one way or the other.
No, the news is pretty good. I agree with you. The NPR news at the top of the hour is pretty good. They have.
Yeah, so I listen for that. So some of the programs, some of the interviews are absolutely fascinating. I enjoy those. But then there are other programs, as you mentioned, Doug, that, very much they're basically trying to tell us how to think.
Yep, exactly. All right, so that's number 10. Number 9, our relationship with China. These are the lists for the year now. Number 8, the shenanigans, the pardons, the dealings of Flynn and Stone. Number 7, the impeachment. Number 6, the Supreme Court. Number 5, social media. I want to get Victoria onto that in a few moments here and what has happened this year. The economy, number 4. Black Lives Matter, number 3. The presidential election, number 2. And I guess that nobody has to guess to much on what the number one story, the number one conversational item of the year on News Talk Radio was the COVID situation and what we really are facing at the end of the year. It was going on at the beginning of the year. We just didn't know it. Or we didn't pay attention to it, or we weren't being told a lot about it, maybe any or all of those things. Comments on these things coming up as we continue on our Talk Radio Review, an overview of the hot hits in talk radio for the year 2020.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Sales are rising quickly, but without another lead baker, Dale's Bakery is going to feel the heat.
Hey, you're baking alone today. I have to handle this order for the restaurant down the street.
Cool, but who's going to handle the pastries?
He needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
That's the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and John Harper here. One of the items, number one, I'm sure we spend a lot of our time here in this hour reviewing the COVID situation. So, John, what's the story with this first-come, first-serve vaccination plan in Florida? What in the world? How do you really just push people out of the line so I can get my shot first? It's not come. They're not doing it on a who needs it first?
Not really. I think already I have signed up for it. I was lucky enough to get through yesterday, as a matter of fact, and my shot, my drive-by shooting, as I call it, is scheduled for the end of January. So I'm glad I've got that.
How did you sign up? Was there a place online? How did you know that you could sign up?
Well, they put out a press release to the media, and they had a phone number, and I jumped on that right away. The phone number crashed because so many people were trying to get on, and then late yesterday afternoon, they have now gone to a website, and you sign up now on a website.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why we're hearing music in the background, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's not from what I'm hearing, it's not a first-come, first-served. They're trying to put some system into it to make it part of a ongoing appointment type of a situation, and that's what I've got.
All right. So, is it posted somewhere that these people should sign up at this place at this time? Is it that, or in Massachusetts we don't even have that yet?
Yes.
We don't know from nothing about how this is supposed to work.
Florida's done the most vaccinations so far of any state. But apparently it varies county by county is what I've been reading, which makes it a bit chaotic in Florida. So yeah. I'm not sure that streamlined.
Hold that thought. Hold on a second, John. Hold on. It's 21 after the hour.
Now with orders to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Moving back into our overview of 2020, this is the review of the hot hits, the top 10 news talk stories. The list appears at Talkers Radio, talkers.com, actually. Where you can find that list of stories and people. Find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all there for you to review. We, every week, take a shot at these stories with the DJV gang. Victoria Keelan is here. And we also have John Harper with us from WMEL to go through the lists. And if we were to spend the amount of time we ought to on COVID, because it's the number one item this past year, I guess maybe the question, Victoria, is what do we need to know about this new COVID strain that is apparently is originated in the U.K. That has been detected?
Now it's in several states, in California, Colorado. I think the most important thing that we've learned from it, at least from the researchers from the U.K., they've been very transparent about all of it, is that it spreads much, much more easily. But so far, no one has had any evidence or has found any evidence that it's any more deadly. So it's just, you know, unfortunately, it's just going to spread to more people. Yeah. And that's where, you know, the vulnerable people in our society, that's where we really need to protect them even more.
More flu, more cold-like symptoms. There's little cause for concern, apparently, but it is something that, you know, unfortunately the news media is all over this breaking news and the irresponsibility of scaring people. This, apparently, according to what I heard Fauci say, that once you get a shot, you know, you don't have to worry about this either, any of these, because they're all part of the same strain.
Right. The current vaccines will be effective against this new strain, too.
Right. Exactly. All right. So in terms of the stimulus, I guess the economy number four and the stimulus checks, again, as we enter into the last phase of the year 2020, there's something going on that's been pretty typical of the entire year. There's no realistic path for agreement between the Republicans and the Democrats. They sound like a bunch of children playing in a sandbox. Frankly, it really ticks me off. I'm sick of it. I'm disgusted by the lack of spirit that they show toward our country. Instead, it's all about them. It's all about Pelosi and her ego and Mitch McConnell and old fart and his, you know, whether that's the appropriate. You know,
this is his bank account. He acts like the nation's
it's his money
is his.
Yeah, it's his. Right, exactly. So I think people are swearing off or getting tired of it. And, you know, so under the circumstances, what will change, though? I think part of the review of the year is thinking ahead to what we want what we hope will change. And so I'd ask both of you to reflect on that. What is there about this list that you'd like to see change for next year other than the obvious? The first two probably will not be a part. Well, maybe COVID will be a part of the year in review. Good God, hopefully it won't be number one. About the presidential election, I think we pretty much finished that, right? Isn't that, even though there's a challenge as the year ends what, you know, some people say is a fraudulent election, it still doesn't seem. I think even the Republican leadership is saying to their members, come on, let's get on board, let's move ahead.
That was pretty surprising this week that Mitch McConnell has been directing, behind the scenes, he's been directing Republicans to just move forward and accept that Trump lost. And so, you know, there are a few people that are standing their ground and saying, no, this is still a fraudulent election. I don't know. But do they fade into the background? I guess we'll have to just wait and see.
How much of that do you hear in Florida, John? How much grousing? Because Florida is a Trump state. So what are people, is there, I passed a guy last night driving around up in New Hampshire who was in a pickup truck and he had big Trump flags on both sides. And I thought, how ridiculous. You know,
here in Florida, Doug, the Trump train seems to be derailed now. And the interest is not there as it was just a couple of weeks ago. So it's starting to diminish. And I suspect as the weeks and months go on, it will become less and less of a factor here in our state of Florida.
John Harper.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A new variant of the coronavirus has emerged in San Diego, California. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
The nation's second case of a new, more contagious strain of coronavirus is now confirmed in California. Health officials saying a 30-year-old man from San Diego got it without any recent history of travel. Dr. Mark Siegel is a Fox News medical contributor. He reminds everyone,
you know what we need to know about this? This is the opposite side of the coin, that we don't need to panic here, because this strain, we hear the word mutation and we get really worried, but I want everyone to know that over the course of a pandemic, new strains always mutate, they always change.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
There's no scientific evidence the new strain is deadlier. Gilligan's Island actress Dawn Wells died Wednesday morning in Los Angeles, California from coronavirus complications. She was 82. This is USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
As we welcome in the new year, Thursday night, let's get ready to put some positivity into our 2021 life. Some words to the wise on Fox News is Pastor Robert Jeffress from First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas.
For a navigational app to work, you have to plug in a destination. You have to know where you're going or you're going to end up someplace else. And after the pain of 2020, I think it's a good time to reevaluate what you feel like your purpose is in life. And then secondly, I talk about reevaluating how you're going to get there. You know, if you make a wrong turn, your navigational app will start recalculating how you're going to get to where you're going. You may be headed in the right direction, but maybe after 2020, you want to reassess your life balance. And then finally, I talk about the importance of reconnecting with your Creator. This pandemic has caused a lot of people, perhaps for the first time, to come into realization of their own mortality. And they're not ready to die. They've figured out. And Solomon offered a great piece of advice. He said, remember your Creator in the days of your youth before the days of trouble come. I tell people the best time to start a relationship with God was 20 years ago. Right. But the next best time is today. And if you have that right relationship with God, it will give you a peace that no pandemic can take away.
Don Wells died Wednesday from coronavirus at 82. The Gilligan's Island star was also Miss Nevada in 1959. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Moving back into the second half hour of our year in review, the talk radio countdown, the talk radio review of the hot hits from this past year, according to research done by Talkers Magazine. Here to go through it with me, I'm Doug Steffen, is Victoria Keelan from the DJV Show, and John Harper from WMEL, one of our affiliates on the Space Coast of Florida. So we have these things. We're kind of jumping around a little bit. We didn't do it in order. Sometimes I do it that way. I think because the economy is so important, number four in the year in review, and the situation as we go into the new year and the old year with the EU and Brexit and what the Brits are doing, that seems to be on a lot of people's minds because folks want to know what it means for the economy in England and Europe and how it affects us in America because it's a big market. We have great trade relationships with the Europeans and with the Brits.
Isn't it interesting that Brexit didn't make the list?
Kind of. Well, yeah. I guess that's why I put it in with the economy.
Right, right.
Because I think it is important. So you're of Irish heritage. How is it helping or hurting or what's it doing in Ireland, the relationship? I think you said on the DJV show this week, you thought that this was going to lead to Scotland becoming an independent country as well.
Yeah, I do. And they've voted to be an independent nation. The Scottish National Party is in charge right now of Scotland. So they have voted numerous times to get out of the EU. And I think that with the new trade agreements and the tariffs and everything else, it's...
Whoops. All right, so we have a little technical ipsy-doo here on both sides. John, one of the things that I think is important to remember as far as the Brexit is concerned is what the average person in England was thinking when they voted for Brexit because of all of the lost jobs, the impact of immigration, which we, interestingly, when we look back at this year, the last 3-4 years or more, certainly in the top 10, has been the immigration issue. It's not. But yet it was the cause in the minds of the Brits who voted for it. They were tired of losing jobs to these people who were coming illegally into England from all over the Middle East, especially, and some of the Commonwealth countries as well. You know, you can travel pretty easily in England, the former Commonwealth countries, South Africa, Australia, you know, wherever there was that connection when the British Empire was in its heyday. You know, you look at this, the world is so small now. This is something that has been referred to as global Britain. The pro-Brexit people were hoping for a global Britain, and they were also hoping to stem the tide of illegal immigration. But I wonder if that's worked.
I think at the moment, Doug, it has not. I think the optimism for it to work is still there, but I don't think there has been a benchmark that has been reached as of today or as of this moment in time that would indicate that Brexit is working the way it was designed to work. And I think it's going to take a good portion of 2021 to see how all of that unfolds. Just like here in our country, the economy, I think, Doug, a very major concern. I know here in Florida, I see a lot of businesses each week that are going out of business or they're temporarily out of business, and especially restaurants. A lot of restaurants are folding.
And you see, one of the things, you're right, the pandemic affected the process of Brexit and pretty much pushed it out of the way, frankly, and what's happened over there around the world.
Right.
And what baffles me, John, is how it is that no one seems to be holding China accountable for what they have done to practically destroy the global economy in their own favor. This egotistical, no-good SOB that runs the Communist Party and the Chinese government, his stranglehold on the people over there, and then, you know, laughing sort of about the impact of Wuhan and the tragedy. And the fact, you know, people say, well, you can't really prove that the virus came out of that laboratory in Wuhan. Baloney, you can't. Of course you can. And nobody's holding where are politicians here in this country or even around the world? Where are the leaders who should be standing up to these people and saying, you know what, we're done doing business with you. I don't care what impact it has short term on our economy. I don't hear anybody doing that. There's still all the crap that's made in China that you buy in Walmart or, you know, I mean, I tried to find work gloves in Target. Couldn't find them that weren't made in China. You can't find anything unless you really look for it, it isn't made in China. We went there because we're greedy and cheap. And it isn't just Americans. And the Chinese knew that. They know the philosophy. They understand our thinking. So they catered to it. And look at where we are now. They've got you could argue they've got the power. And if they keep doing what they're doing and we keep going down this path of kowtowing to them or having them do our business and making our products, in 5-6 years, they will be the dominant power in the world. So what are we doing to ourselves?
It's totally amazing. I agree with you 100%. And I would like to think that Joe Biden and his administration will have some sort of a policy, take a hard line against China, and we'll have to bite the bullet as far as items that are made in China that we'll have to be able to bring back here to the States.
It's a wash, though, if you look at the jobs that would come back, all the jobs that have gone, because at first we were complaining all the jobs that went to Mexico, and then we started to realize it wasn't really Mexico wasn't the problem, it was China that was the problem. Imagine bringing bringing back those jobs. That would fit. We'd have zero unemployment. The economy would be booming. You know, Trump keeps saying, it's been great. Well, it's been great for people who have money. It hasn't been great for people who don't have money. And so under the circumstances, I think we've got a great opportunity. And state by state, in New Jersey, where you are, Victoria, what's the unemployment? Do you know specifically? And what sort of industries are there in New Jersey that would benefit from bringing this stuff back home from China?
Well, I don't know the answer to that. I don't know what the unemployment rates are. I just know it's very high right now, obviously, because of COVID. But, you know, we are a big pharma state, and we have a lot of pharmaceutical companies here. So I think one of the things that was good that came through the pandemic was a bill. I forget the name of it now, but it was actually my local congressman, Frank Pallone Jr., who is my rep here in Long Branch, New Jersey. He sponsored a bill. It was actually a bipartisan bill that they got passed, and it would allow universities, Rutgers University being the main focus, university laboratories to start manufacturing generic ingredients for drugs, which was not authorized before the pandemic. So I think things like that are, if we can move forward and get a lot of our drug manufacturing back in the United States, whether we reopen labs in Puerto Rico, which, you know, losing those laboratories really devastated. One of the major reasons that Puerto Rico is in a horrible situation right now is all of those pharmaceutical jobs were taken away.
During the Clinton administration.
Yeah. So, and that was a huge mistake to send all of that to China.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know, on the pharmaceutical end, we'll see some improvement. And certainly, you know, on the tech end, we need to have our STEM jobs. We need to have programs. We need to have our students trained in that. Forget about the, you know, and I used to always feel very strongly about a four-year liberal arts education, which is what I had. But now I'm all about, let's get people trained. Let's get people in vocational jobs. Let's get people in STEM jobs.
Yep.
Kids who are in kindergarten are learning computer coding on a basic level. Let's get the American kids going, because that is the future. Elon Musk this week said that China's economy, we're never going to catch up with them. Their economy, even in a pandemic, from I just read the stat, by the end of next year, their economy will be 10.6% larger than it is right now.
Well, that's because of us. And the rest of the world
is
gave into it.
It's not just us. No, it's not just us. The rest of the world has contributed greatly to China's bottom line.
Yeah, we started it. They followed us. That's really where it all. We went in there, lock, stock, and barrel, and that was.
Well, his point
Clinton
though was, if you have this massive economy that China has, we're never going to match that. But what we need to be is much more innovative. And so I think that I think he's totally right. And he said we have to be at the forefront of innovation. We have to have government funding for it. All these other nations that, you know, especially China, all of it is state sponsored. All of their technological advancements.
Well, the state runs everything in China. They own all of the means of production, and they pay. Everybody gets a check from the government. They don't get a check from a particular company. They get a check from the government.
But if you think about it, I have a lot of friends who work in various tech and scientific fields, and they just rely on these, you know, these paltry little federal grants to do really incredible, impressive work. I just think that our priority needs to change. It just needs to be refocused.
But you're busy giving the big businesses all this for relief. One of the disgraces of this year, when you look back at the pandemic and what it's caused the economy, you talk about businesses, the farmer, the family farmer in our country has gotten screwed 85 ways from Sunday by the federal government. There should be a lot more help there, because it's our food production that is what's important here, and people's relationships with food. And we got all this processed stuff and people sick. You know, they don't have that in other countries around the world. So, something to be thinking about. Food for thought, 44 past the hour. More coming up on the overview of 2020 from the DJV Showers.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea.
diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings based on quick loans and total payment. Points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. See policy letter. License and all 50 states. Analyze consumeraccess.org. Number 330.
The Geek Out.
Last week, Disney dropped a treasure trove of news. They will release so much new content across their Marvel, Star Wars, and Pixar brands, I gotta break it up over two of these segments. Driving the most excitement are the 10 new Star Wars series coming to Disney+, including spin-offs from The Mandalorian, Clone Wars and Rogue One, a Lando Calrissian series, and the shocker, while we've known about the Obi-Wan Kenobi thing for some time, what we didn't know is that Hayden Christensen is returning to play Darth Vader. Wow. Also, the next Star Wars movie will be directed by Patty Jenkins, called Rogue Squadron, and it arrives in 2023, and we've tweeted all this news over at The Geek Out.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
All right, a couple more minutes here on the items that are in review from Talkers Magazine, the Talk Radio Review with John Harper from WMEL in Florida and Victoria Keelan from the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. I look at the people as we, you know, we're talking about the presidential election, the people that Biden is nominating, putting into various administrative positions, more women, more people of color, but yet it still doesn't satisfy the AOCs of the world. We've got to have more progressives. What, you know, I think Biden is trying to do something that sort of represents what the mainstay is. And maybe these people aren't the mainstay yet, right?
Well, he said he wanted to have a cabinet that reflects America. And I think so far he's on track to do that. And America isn't just super left or super right. Most of America is in the middle. And can compromise and can have conversations. And I think that that's what he's doing. And I'm much more on the left than on the right, but I see what his plan is. I see what he's doing, and I think it's a good thing. I think let's have a little normalcy, you know? Like, let's maybe bathe in the middle a
little
bit.
It's moving in the right direction.
Yeah, it's
moving in the right direction as far as representing our country, I think, for a change.
Yeah, right. The woman who's the trade negotiator with China will make them nervous. She's going to go right
toe-to-toe. I'm excited about that appointment.
She's
I am. I'm genuinely excited about that.
Yeah. So the Black Lives Matter movement, number three, all the statues that have been taken down. Do we go too far, like the statue of Lincoln that was of him kneeling with the free? Do we go too far with that, John?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, Doug. It went way overboard and probably still is. Many of those statues, I've often felt we need to know what our history is so that we can move forward and blaze new paths of history for the future generations.
Correct.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here on the countdown. He's a professor of law at Bentley University here in the Boston area. Also happens to be one of the country's leading experts when it comes to scams. His website, scamicide.com, has been something we've talked a lot about during the Christmas season, the 12 scams of Christmas. I think we went through them, and I'm not sure everybody listened as well as they might have. But because this is the year in review, Steve, I want to go through many of the items because they all have sort of a legal connection to them, including at number two, the presidential election and all the legal challenges that basically went nowhere, although I think there's still one hanging around, right?
Yeah, there are. But in fact, I think this is something that shows that the system really can work, because we do have some checks and balances. And, you know, the president, President Trump, had the right to make these challenges in the courts, and the courts uniformly turned them down, and legitimately so. There was no there. You can, you know, argue all you want about illegal votes being counted or other improprieties, but you have to have evidence, and there was no evidence. And there were judges that were Democratic appointees. There were judges that were Trump appointees that ruled against him. So if you're looking for a bit of a positive light, the legal system worked. So it's a good thing.
Right. The Black Lives Matter movement, number three this week, actually for this past year. I thought the year ending in Minneapolis with another fatality, a police officer shot. There was an exchange of gunfire apparently during a traffic stop, and the police officer killed somebody. It's the first time somebody has died there since George Floyd, who, by the way, is number seven on the list this week. So what are we, are there all kinds of suits going on because of Black Lives Matter that might not have gone on had this not come to the surface?
Yeah, I do. I think there is a greater recognition, and, you know, maybe this is one of the good things of the ubiquitous cell phones and the videos everywhere. The officers in the George Floyd killing should have been charged and were charged. And suddenly there is, I think, really much of America who might have thought that the problem wasn't as serious as it was and is, are recognizing that it is, and the legal system is working. I just actually saw a report this morning that was quite heartening, and that had to do with, you know, you and I have talked about necessities for police reform. It isn't, you know, eliminating the police. That's ridiculous.
No, it's stupid, yeah.
Yeah, right. But they were showing in Newark, New Jersey, which always has had a reputation for being a high-crime city. Not only did crime go down 6% this year, where around the country it generally went up, but they had gone into much better police training. And in the entire year in Newark, New Jersey, there wasn't a single police officer who discharged his firearm. And I think, you know, the kind of better training of the police is something that we all really need. And, you know, do you support the police? Of course we support the police, but we support proper policing. And you don't want, you know, wild cowboys in there. You don't want racists in there. You want people who can understand when someone is having a mental episode. And I think the reforms we're going to see, you know, they won't come fast, but they're long in coming, and they should be good.
A lot of police do things that they don't have any business doing. They're asked to do things they're not trained to do. I've long maintained for years and years and years said that we need to have police much better paid, much better trained, and many fewer of them, because they don't the jobs they end up doing. Why should they be out there with a radar gun on the highway? That's not all that does is raise money. That's not what their job is. It's to be revenue enhancement officers. You know, you want to slow people down, have it do it in a more productive way. Frankly. All right, number four, what's gone on in the economy? I see that the Chinese, again, are trying to make a deal to push Washington or America out of its influence in Europe, and apparently the Europeans don't like it, and Washington doesn't like it. It's time that we put, number nine is the China relationship story. We've got to put them kind of in their place. And I have said this, I've been complaining about this, that we don't, I mean, in the world court, why isn't somebody suing China because of the COVID thing? Why aren't they being held accountable in any number of ways, do you think, Steve?
Yeah, I don't think we have the legal process right now, the international legal process, to hold China responsible as far as COVID goes. But I couldn't agree with you more. You know, when people talk about our rival of Russia, forget about Russia, which is very, very significant. China is our biggest rival, and the one, particularly when you talk about the economy, they continue to use cyber attacks against companies around the world, and certainly in America, where we've got so much innovation, and stealing intellectual property, and they are not being held accountable for that. And as long as they are not being held accountable, they're going to keep doing it.
Attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman here.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.